Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thank you for joining us. If you're not so new, welcome back. Either way, I'm very glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music, which is what's going on right now. If you've listened lately, you've probably noticed the music's much different than what is normally played on the Sounds of Christmas. Throughout all of October, we're the Sounds of Halloween, playing spooky songs for the current season while we get hundreds of new Christmas songs loaded and ready to go. The philosophy behind the Sounds of Christmas is that there's lots of great Christmas music out there, and most traditional radio stations stick to a tired, short list of songs that get played over and over. We play a wide variety, and in addition to all your favorites, we also play some artists and some versions of songs that you may not be familiar with. We also do the same thing on October with Halloween music. For example, we play Screamin' Jay Hawkins' version of I Put a Spell on You. He wrote it and recorded the first version of it in the mid-1950s. A couple things you may not know about it. That recording was selected as one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. It was also ranked on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It was certainly his greatest commercial success, reportedly surpassing 1 million copies in sales, even though it failed to make the pop or R&B charts. Hawkins had originally intended to record I Put a Spell on You as a refined love song, a blues ballad. However, that's not what happened. According to Jay Hawkins, he says that the producer brought in ribs and chicken and got everybody drunk, and we came out with this weird version. I don't even remember making the record. Before, I was just a normal blues singer. I was just Jay Hawkins. It all sort of just fell in place. I found out I could do more destroying a song and screaming it to death. Hawkins first recorded I Put a Spell on You as a ballad when he was with one record label in late 1955, but that version that didn't get released at the time. It came out later after he became famous. Now, in 1956, he re-recorded the song for a different record label, and the Notorious Screaming version was released in October of 1956, just in time for Halloween. That version became banned from most radio programming for its outrageous and what they called cannibalistic style. A shortened version was later released, omitting all the grunts and moans from the end of the song, but the ban generally remained in place for that version too. Despite the restriction, the record still sold over 1 million copies. And I Put a Spell on You has been covered by hundreds of other artists. Most of the covers, of course, treat the song seriously, and few attempt to duplicate Screamin' Jay Hawkins' performance. Soon after the release of that song, a radio disc jockey named Alan Freed offered Hawkins $300 to emerge from a coffin on stage. He created an outlandish stage persona in which performances began with the coffin and included golden leopard skin costumes, notable voodoo stage props, including a smoking skull on a stick that was named Henry. These props were suggestive of voodoo, but also presented with comic overtones that led some to refer to him as a Black Vincent Price. Despite the commercial success of the gimmick, Hawkins resented the schlock factor that made him famous. He found it exploitative and believed it undermined his sincerity as a vocalist and a balladeer. In an interview in the early 70s, he said that he didn't like the screaming part of his name that the record label had tacked on. He said, James Brown did an awful lot of screaming, but never got called Screaming James Brown. Why can't people take me as a regular singer without making a boogeyman out of me? From 1962 to 1971, Hawkins lived in Hawaii. He returned to New York after purchasing a home in Hawaii and established his own publishing company that was sustained by the royalties from covers of I Put a Spell on You. Although his version never charted, there were several versions that did, including Nina Sinome's version. It made it to number 23 on the Billboard R&B charts in 1965. It also showed up in the UK singles charts the next year, and then it was reissued and it hit the charts again in 1969. Creedence Clearwater Revival did a very popular version that reached number 58 on the Hot 100 in 1968, and it was a song that they performed at Woodstock the following summer. In the UK, Roxy Music's Brian Ferry recorded a version that made it all the way to number 18 in 1993. And just over 10 years ago, Jeff Beck recorded a version with vocals by Joss Stone that was nominated for a Grammy Award. Now, we play about 24 versions of I Put a Spell on You during the Sounds of Halloween. And in addition to those I've already mentioned, we play some lesser-known versions, including Joe Cocker, Leon Russell, and Manfred Mann. We also have more recent versions like Annie Lennox, William Shatner, and a duet with Buddy Guy and Carlos Santana. And we do that with lots of other songs. It's quite possible that you could click play and hear a version of Monster Mash that sounds different than what you were expecting. You may not even know that the Beach Boys used to perform it in concert, or that Stephen Bishop recorded a version of it with Andrew Gold and Linda Ronstadt. We have 5 other versions of Ghostbusters besides the huge hit by Ray Parker Jr., and we also have 17 versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, including Johnny Cash, The Tubes, Concrete Blonde, Dean Martin, Burl Ives, Bing Crosby, and Spiderbait. There are also lots of songs from Disney movies and shows, and lots of songs from horror movies and scary TV shows, alongside sillier songs that are parodies and comedies. And we even have some Broadway show tunes mixed in. I think the oldest song in rotation this October is Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues. The newest one might be Whitney Avalon's Addams Family style version of Bad Guy. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I hope you enjoy listening and that you don't have to worry about hearing Purple People Eater over and over and over, either the original by Sheb Woolley or the one by Judy Garland or the more recent one by George Thorogood. I'm looking forward to the new season of The Sounds of Christmas and sharing tons of new music with you. But for now, I hope you have fun with The Sounds of Halloween. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Halloween spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. We're on over 24 different podcasting sites, and since you're listening to this now, you've obviously found us somewhere. But if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And the website is www.soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station to listen to the music, and that includes the Sounds of Halloween, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus and the Great Pumpkin.